Community Conversations on 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Jody Sorensky. She is Director of Food Service for New Hampton Community Schools and also coordinating the Summer Food Service program for the free grab-and-go meals. Let's give some of the particulars, Jody. First off, when these meals will be available and who can take advantage?
The meals are going to start on June 18th. It's a Thursday. We're going to do something different this year. We're going to do an evening pickup instead. We're going to start at 5 o'clock at night until 7 o'clock. Right at the high school parking lot in the lower level. And they're going to go through, our last pickup will be Thursday, July 23rd.
And the thought process of changing that that time?
Well, the Department of Ed has so many mandates about who can pick up the meals. We thought by giving it a later time, it might allow more parents and grandparents to be able to come get meals instead of relying on babysitters and aunts and uncles that have to bring all the kids with them. And this way, it eliminates that issue.
A little more of a direct line.
Yes, definitely.
Who are these meals available to?
Anybody that's 1 to 18, doesn't matter where they live, where they come from, if they can make it to New Hampton during that time frame, they can pick up meals.
Now, is this something families need to pre-register, or can they just show up?
We ask that you pre-register, but if you do just show up, we will feed you. You might just have to wait until we can get some more meals packaged together, but we definitely ask that you do pre-register just to make sure we do have enough on hand from the get-go.
Yeah, always nice to have that headcount.
Yes.
How do people do that?
The link will be coming out on our school website page and on our Facebook page that you just click into and just follow the steps. We are asking this year also that you sign up each time per child. Before, we just allowed everybody to put one form in, but we are going to ask that it's per child this year to make it a little easier on our end to follow special diets and stuff like that.
What do families need to know in terms of pickup information, kind of the process to go through, and especially if somebody maybe hasn't been through this before?
We are asking that if you're picking up, that you come in off of West Hamilton Street down by the CWC, and then you're going to kind of snake through the parking lot until you get up by the big industrial arts building. And then from there, somebody will be out there to split everybody up into two lines. We are going to divide it up by closest to the parking lot will be A through L, and then closest to the building will be M through Z. It'll give our people that are taking names a little bit less paperwork to shuffle through at a time to check names off. So. And then they'll just exit out past the parking garage that the janitors have.
Any preference in terms of when people should or should not start to line up?
Just know that we cannot start serving before 5 o'clock and we have to be done at 7. If you are already in line at 7, we will feed you. But if you come after 7, we will have to turn you away. If we end up exceeding, having so many people signed up that we exceed that time frame, I will submit a new request from the Department of Ed, but it will take to the next time to get that changed. So,
how many families are you prepared to help out?
Based on our numbers last year and the fact that we are doing an evening pickup, I'm looking at around 700 kids are going to be signed up this year. We had over 600 signed up last year, and we routinely had about 475, 500 pickup each week. So.
Again, talking with Jody Sorensky, Director of Food Service for New Hampton School District. Let's talk a little bit more about the food that's available in the meal bags that families are going to be picking up.
Everything will come either frozen or refrigerated or shelf-stable. We do ask that when you get it home that you either refrigerate it, eat it, or freeze it right away. Everybody gets a gallon of milk. You do have to take the milk if you do sign up, and that is per child. So if you have multiple kids in your family, be aware that you will be taking home multiple gallons of milk. We will give you a choice again this year between the white and the chocolate. So if you have multiple kids, you can choose. So many kids get white, so many take chocolate. So, and you can change it throughout the time too. You just will need to change it. Let the people checking off know, and we will give you the opposite kind the next week. That way we don't run into a problem where we're short on milk each week.
How much food are you handing out every week to individual families?
They get 5 breakfast and 5 lunch each time. The very last week that we are doing it, on the 23rd of July, they will get 7 lunches and 6 breakfasts that time.
And is that per child?
That is per child, that they will get 5 breakfast and 5 lunch each time.
Jody, can you give us a sense of what this program means to people and keeping their kids fed in the summer? What kind of things do you hear back from people?
We hear a lot of great things from the community, a lot of feedback saying, you know, that their kids, Chickasaw County has a very high rate of free and reduced children, which is one reason why we're able to offer this program, because our school district does rate at over 50% last year. This year we didn't meet those numbers, but that 50% is good for 5 years. So we can continue to offer this program for the next 4 years before we have to really worry about getting those numbers back up again. But yeah, we hear a lot that the community, that it is definitely a needed program. A lot of kids would go hungry without it.
Special diets, if somebody has some special requests, what's the process there?
On the form when they go to sign up, there will be a section that says, does your child have special dietary needs? Just put what those needs are. If it is like a special milk, if there's a certain brand of milk that they drink, we do ask that you do put that on there too, so we can make sure that your child is getting what they will actually drink and not just some random soy milk that they don't like. So, but yeah, we will make sure that they are accommodated. Their food will be put into a separate paper bag with their name on it. When the parents pick up, we do ask that they remind the staff that they do have a child with a special diet so that they do get that food.
What would you say to any family out there that maybe thinks that maybe they don't qualify or this program isn't for them?
It is not an income-based program. If you feel your child will benefit in any way, it is going to be easy to make meals for the kids, everything. All of the chicken patties, pork patties, all those kind of things, they come pre-cooked. They just have to be heated through. Individual pizzas are easy to do. You know, they could actually be put in the microwave if they wanted. Otherwise, a toaster oven or an air fryer would work great for that too. So if you feel your child will benefit in any way, please take benefit of the program. It helps the school out too. The more meals that we are able to hand to the community, we get reimbursed for those meals by the federal government. So that puts more money in the food service department's program so that we can offer better things like, you know, like our chicken sandwiches at the high school and middle school now are a whole muscle meat. We have found the elementary kids do not like the whole muscle, so we do stick with the regular patties. But yeah, just different things like that. We offer more fruits and vegetables than what we ever did before. So we're definitely trying to offer more options for the kids to be able to take more items that are wholesome for them.
Circling back around just in regards to the who can pick up meals, again, you mentioned adjusting the time for the drive-through to allow more parents and direct family members, but if they have somebody else to pick that up, that's still accepted?
It is very strict this on who can pick up. It is the child themselves, the oldest sibling, the parent, step-parent, a live-in partner can pick up as well, and a grandparent can pick up. Those are the only people that are allowed to pick up this year, so you cannot designate an aunt, uncle, or a babysitter or anybody like that to pick up.
Jody, anything else about the summer food service program here through New Hampton Community Schools that I didn't ask about that you want people to maybe really you want to touch on?
Sign up will come out around May 18th. Keep an eye out for that. If your kid goes to New Hampton Schools, you're probably going to get an email with the link in it before that. Otherwise, look for signage around town and on the Facebook page and the website.
But again, you do not have to be in the New Hampton School District to be able to take advantage of the program.
No, you do not. You can live in Charles City, you could live in Nashua, Lawler, any of those other towns that if you can make it here, we will feed you.
How are you set for volunteers to make sure you know you get everything out, everybody in and out in a timely fashion?
We are accepting volunteers. If you actually watch Jenny Monteith from the hospital over here in town, she's actually going to be putting out a sign-up sheet. It's going to be in some of the local churches and things. It's actually at the hospital as well. People can sign up.
And they wouldn't have to help every single time, but just whenever they can. About how many people do you ideally need on a given night to run things efficiently?
We need a lot of runners that can go back and forth, and you know, so we don't have to take everything outside so that the food stays cold, the milk stays cold. So if they can show up, I will find them something to do. I know that the sheet that Jenny had sent us was going to send out for volunteers too, it had it broken down into like small time frames, like 2-hour windows. So that's easier enough for people to be able to volunteer.
Jody Serwinski, Director of Food Service at New Hampton Community Schools, talking about the Summer Food Service Program. Jody, again, thanks for sharing the information and a great program that hopefully families will take advantage of.
You're welcome. I appreciate you taking the time to put it on the radio for us.
I'm Mark Pitts. Our Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.